Hello there, listeners and viewers. This is Ron Stefanski with another episode of Disrupt Ed, where we talk to the seemingly ordinary humans who are out there making an extraordinary impact. And today we have a titan of the e-learning industry with us. I'm extremely excited that we're finally able to bring John Baker onto the show. John started out in college at University of Waterloo and divined in his head this idea about how learning could take place. And D2L emerged from that, and the rest is, as they say, history. D2L is now a juggernaut in the industry. It's an e-learning platform that many, many organizations have chosen to use as one of the state-of-the-art ways to introduce e-learning to their corporate or community or educational audiences. So, John, I am so excited to have you here. Thanks for joining us today.
Ron, it's my pleasure. Looking forward to the conversation. I can't wait to get into the topics with you.
Yeah, so let's start off from the beginning. Let's start a little bit with your origin story. How did you, you know, you're in college, you're in systems engineering, you're studying, you're a student, and suddenly you come upon this idea, this vision. And I want to say vision because D2L has always been a social impact organization. That's what I love about it. It's governed by a larger mission. So I'd like to understand how that all started.
Yeah, well, I was in my third year of university, and I was trying to answer one key question. What's the most important problem that I could solve that would have the biggest impact in the world? And I couldn't think of anything bigger than transforming the way the world learns, because learning's at the heart of solving all the big challenges around us. So I set out to build a learning platform that could be engaging, inspiring, help people break down the barriers that get in the way of high-quality learning, and to help them achieve more than they ever dreamed possible. And so we've been at that now for 26 years, if you can believe it. Seen a lot of different technologies come into the space that we've had to harness to support the educational endeavor, and quite excited about the future in terms of where this is all going.
You know, it's amazing to me when you say the word 26 years, because I always think of e-learning in terms of dog years. So 26 times 7 is actually the amount of continuity you've had. In other words, an incredibly long run. I mean, there have been all kinds of, you know, WebCT. I mean, there have been all kinds of different platforms that have come and gone. Some of them have been acquired by others, you know, like Blackboard and such. But you guys have been steadfast and have internally grown this company to an extraordinary degree. How have you been able to stay centered in the storm of new entries into the marketplace?
Yeah, well, I think the key for us has always been having that long-term vision and making sure that we did everything we can to build not just for today, but for the future. Even back when I founded the company, it was very clear that it was going to take a long time to actually build this whole dream out. And so maintaining control, making sure that you set up ownership structures to support the long-term endeavor. And in my case, finding the right investors that believed in us building a great public company. One that could be built to last, to really become the winner in our market long term, and not just simply, to your point, be an exit to another player in the space. And so we've been very focused on making sure that we're doing the right investments in the product and making sure that our clients are well supported and helping people navigate the changes in technology over the years. And that's what's set us up to be in a spot where we're now winning more than half the time in all the markets that we compete in globally. And expanding into corporate, expanding into different countries around the world in education. And I actually think it's a pretty dynamic time right now for us. As to your point, we've seen pretty much all of our competitors now exit out of the traditional market. And, you know, many of those folks that were there behind the scenes building WebCT or some of our other competitor solutions are now at D2L, helping us build great products and build the future of education. And hopefully we still retain that title of being the right spot to come work to support the future of education.
Well, you know, that's one of the reasons why we call this Disrupt Ed. It's the disruption in education on a massive scale. And if you think about learning, it's really transforming. And over time, it's needed to happen on a faster scale, on a faster pace. And the nature of how people learn has changed greatly. I mean, I assume at this point, micro-learning, skills-based learning, all these other things that are happening have changed what you started doing in 1999 when you first started down this journey. So maybe you can walk us through a couple of the big changes as you see them that have influenced, you know, your thinking and your long-term vision for D2L.
You're absolutely right. So we've seen technology help drive innovation into the space. So starting with the internet being harnessed to break down geography and access barriers, helping people achieve an education that they didn't think was possible because they were in a small community or perhaps were working and raising kids. And all of a sudden now they had access to the best educational experiences from all over the world through the internet. So that was a big transformation, but it was really just taking what was happening in the classroom and digitizing it and maybe touching it up to make it a little bit better of an experience, making it fully accessible, making it mobile friendly, you know, just basically leveraging these technologies to harness what was done traditionally. Then there's another wave of innovation around, well, how do we now do things a little bit differently to achieve better retention, better engagement, support better outcomes for students, help them, you know, achieve that degree in a faster time frame. And so the work became not just simply digitizing, but now how do we actually improve the educational outcomes? And then this next stage that we're in, I think, today is getting into the real transformation work. So we're at a stage now where we can actually redefine what the educational experience looks like. What do I mean by that? It could be, you know, harnessing AI and competency-based education, for example, to, you know, allow someone to complete a four-year program in 6 months because they're able to progress with greater speed because they can be quickly assessed to have the mastery to progress faster. So that could be one dimension of transformation. It could be another dimension around mastery-based learning as well, where all of a sudden we can graduate doctors or engineers that have better skill sets. So as they enter that workforce, they're better equipped to support their profession. And then, you know, because of these new tools going into the hands of students, we can also now do things that we would normally not have done in the past, where maybe we're doing more problem-based learning or design or engaging people in new ways in the educational experience so that, you know, it's a real transformation. A lot of this traditional educational could be done more quickly using some of these new tools, if you will. And AI enables us all of a sudden to have tools that can now help us with coding or help us with analyzing lots of data or helping us to write. And so we can use these almost as power tools to enable a new type of educational experience to emerge on university campuses all over the world.
So, John, let me ask you this. You know, one of the things that e-learning has done, to your point, is to make educational opportunities accessible to more and more people. And more people are learning now and are learning for longer periods of time over the course of a career where they're stepping into learning and then stepping away. So maybe it's smaller bits and pieces, but it's continuous. At the same time, I think the biggest challenge that people find with e-learning is engagement. You know, how do we engage the student? How do we center the learning experience on a digital platform? And so talk to me a little bit about your vision behind how you're engaging students on a platform so that it's more than just click the box. You know, I went through some text material. I finished some exercises. I advanced in the program. I submitted my project or my materials. And at the end, I get to check the box, course completed, grade obtained. But what's driving engagement now? And how, from a systemic point of view, can you help transform learning from that perspective?
Yeah, well, many years ago, we defined 6 mission metrics for us as a company. So how do we actually measure the impact that we're having on the learning experience? One of those was engagement. So we've spent a lot of time looking at the research around what drives engagement, building the technology to support engagement. And at the heart of it, it's really 2 key things. One is good learning science being leveraged to design a great learning experience. And then the other is feedback. Feedback's at the heart of providing great engagement into an educational program. So it can help drive completion rates up. It can help drive retention, engagement to achieve better outcomes. And then, you know, I think this, for us, it came together with a product we launched called Creator Plus, where we took all these great ideas around learning science and learning design, engagement, feedback, formative assessment, and baked it into a single page. So instead of students going through a lonely journey, we're reading something, watching something, having a discussion, taking a quiz, and progressing that in that kind of a pathway, we put it on one page. So you had interactivity, you had engagement, you had the content chunked up with good learning science, good design, if you will. You had practices, maybe some hotspot questions, and you got feedback in the voice of the educator. So as a student, it's a radically different type of experience where you have this high interactivity and practice. And that's what drives engagement. It's the sense of connection. I think we many people in the industry got this wrong. They thought of personalization as sort of this individualized pathway through an experience where everything's adapted and personalized to that individual student. But what they're missing is personalization is about building human connection with the professor, with their classmates, with the profession they're pursuing. And that's the critical missing piece, and that's what we're trying to build into the platform itself, versus it being sort of a lonely journey.
I've heard this from so many people. Joel Cadoni just started developing a platform called Honor Education. He was an educator at Harvard and Stanford and then at Yale. And he talks about the root or the gold nugget of learning is when there's peer-to-peer interaction and they debate something that took place in the class, or they say, "I didn't get it, did you?" And they come back to each other. And there's a whole bunch of learning that has been sort of inspired or catalyzed by the instructor, but it goes well beyond them. And I think that's probably part of the staying power of a platform like D2L is that there are many more ways to engage on that platform than the typical one. And I think that's the mark not only of excellence, but that's the mark of continuity. I think that's why D2L has been around for 25 years now. I think as we progress, what is the thing that you think is most surprising over this arc of 25 years? You've seen it all now. You've seen competitors come and go. You've seen the market explode. You've seen the number of students explode. What's the thing you least expected to have happen that has happened?
Oh, that's really interesting. So, when I first started, it was really around taking things that people thought were impossible and making it possible. So, back in those early days, folks would say, well, if you're blind, it was very hard to participate in education. And so we built the technology to make sure that if you were blind or deaf or had different learning disabilities, you could participate equally with everybody else. And so it was a series of problems, like here's a roadblock or a problem in terms of the educational journey. And we knock it down, and then you move on to the next set of problems, and you just keep knocking it down, just very simply building off that original question of what's the most important problem we could solve that would have the biggest impact. And so, my surprise, I guess, is really kind of twofold. One, like I thought we would get to where we are today much earlier, but at the same time, because the pace of change in the sector is not as fast as you would see potentially in other sectors. But I'm also surprised by the impact that we can have globally. So at the same time, it's kind of like this double edge, which is, the fact that we now have tens of millions of people that have been using our platform. We're having a big ripple effect out there in terms of improving educational outcomes for people I never dreamed of being able to reach. For example, I was in Brazil, and met two women that were learning using our platform from our North American clients. And they talked about how it broke the cycle of poverty for their kids. They were able to get their education, get a job, and it was going to change the life of their kids and future generations. Like those types of stories of impact are really the moments of delight and surprise for me.
Well, I think that's why I'm such a fan of what you're doing, John, is that you have always been, and all of your colleagues say this about you, you've always been about impact and about the specific role that education can have to impact the individual and impact the trajectory of their lives, and in so doing, the lives of many others. I want to take a brief break, John, and then when we come back, I'd like you to talk a little bit about this next venture that you've developed as a consequence of what you've learned at D2L, and that's the launch of this highly anticipated new venture called SkillsWave. So if we can do that, to our listening and viewing audience, you have been listening to a tech pioneer in the education space, John Baker, the CEO and founder of D2L, who also happens to be the CEO and founder of SkillsWave, which we're going to hear about in our next episode. So stay tuned, get disrupted with us, give us your feedback, and come back for more in episode 2. Thanks so much.